The United Nations Food Agency has confirmed that all its food supplies in the Gaza Strip have run out, as Israel's blockade enters its eighth week, pushing over 400,000 people closer to starvation. The World Food Programme, WFP, said it delivered its final stocks of food to community kitchens earlier this week. Those meals are expected to be fully depleted within days. The situation inside the Gaza Strip has once again reached a breaking point, the WFP said in a statement on Friday. People are running out of ways to cope, and the fragile gains made during the short ceasefire have unraveled. The organization warned that, unless humanitarian access is restored immediately, it will be forced to suspend all remaining food assistance operations. During the temporary ceasefire earlier this year, limited supplies had been stockpiled, but those reserves have now been exhausted. According to WFP data, the cost of basic food items has surged by 1,400%, making what little remains inaccessible for most families. Local aid kitchens, already stretched, are now feeding only half the population and providing just a quarter of their daily caloric needs. Gaza's government media office said that at least 52 people, 50 of them children, have already died from hunger or malnutrition. Over 1 million children in Gaza face daily food insecurity. Reporting from Gaza City, Al Jazeera's Hani Mahmoud said hunger is becoming more visible on the streets. People are hungry. They're already rationing supplies, he said. It's not just the organizations, it's also families running out of food. The WFP previously supported 25 bakeries across Gaza, but they were all forced to close on 31st of March due to a lack of flour and cooking fuel. Household food parcels, intended to feed families for 2 weeks, were also fully distributed earlier that month. No aid, humanitarian or commercial, has entered Gaza since 2 March, when Israel sealed all border crossings. More than 116,000 metric tons of food are currently stockpiled by WFP and partners, ready to enter Gaza once access is granted. Israeli officials have defended the blockade as necessary to prevent Hamas from gaining access to aid supplies, though the group denies any diversion of food. Last week, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the closure was designed to pressure Hamas into a deal. International condemnation of the strategy has been mounting. On Wednesday, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom issued a joint statement calling the blockade intolerable and warning that it is increasing the risk of mass starvation and disease outbreaks. The UN Human Rights Office said the combined effects of the blockade, bombardment, and destruction of essential infrastructure may amount to collective punishment of Gaza's 2.2 million residents.